great desire, a great dream for us. We want to support that in every way that we can. We had a brothers meeting here, I guess it was a month or so ago. We were going to try to start giving more from the church, and our prayer is that God will increase and bless us financially so we can even give more. We know that in the end of the day, at the end of the year, the more we're able to give out to missionary work, evangelism work, and the more lost those that are saved. That's what this is about. We know Brother Jamie didn't come for an offering or anything tonight, but we felt like taking up a special offering tonight for New Covenant Mission. He has a website, newcovenantmission.com, if you want to check that out. It has songs and from the inmates' testimonies. It has a lot of his sermons. There's a link on our website to there as well. And it tells a lot about the jail ministry. It tells a lot about the All Things New Discipleship Program that he discussed just a little bit ago. It's just a great, great program, and we're so glad to be partnered up with him and with the Great Pentecostal House of God, Brother Pate, and their church. And it's just such a pleasure to work together. But we like everyone that could just to give tonight just as much as you can. And we want to try to help support this. Brother Jamie can use this. Whatever aspect of the ministry that he feels is in need. And I know Brother Pate is a big supporter, and we're going to try to support him monthly as well. So let's just do our part to get this message of Christ out to this world. Let's just do our part. Brother Pate would say a blessing on the offering for you.
Thank you
for
tonight's opportunity to be here. Praise you, God, for your love and mercy. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. God, your Father, your Brother Jamie, and him. Pray that God you'll bless them, Lord God, you'll get them to fulfill ministry. We pray that God your Father, the souls will be saved. God your Father, we ask you that you move in each and every aspect of their lives. And we pray that God you'll just bless them and help them, help their children today, Father. We ask you, God, that you just move in everything that they need. And help us, God your Father, be faithful supporters. God your Father, to work together. God your Father, witness lost and dying world with Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate everybody's
I'll tell you what, this is the whole ministry and getting out and doing what God has called me to do. And, you know, I've been hearing a song, I've been hearing a statement on the radio as we go through our day at work and on the way to and from work, or to meetings at home. And it says, I refuse to do nothing. And I'd like to refuse to do nothing. And I realize we can't do everything. You know, we want to. We can't do everything. But I do refuse to do nothing. I want to do my little part. But it is humbling. It's very humbling to realize that we are we're so small. We depend on Christ so much, and us to realize that. But I feel like tonight that the Lord has really laid this message on my heart really strongly. I'd like to get into it, and Lord's will, don't want to take very long. But I'd like to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, and I'm gonna preach a message tonight, and with the Lord being my helper. I want you brothers to pray for me, and every one of you is known, Brother Robert, Brother James, Brother Britt, Brother Joel. You all know that we're not selfish with this. If the Lord bids you, you pitch right in, you preach with me, and we can preach the same gospel together. But I thought tonight, I don't want you to take my title the wrong way. Now, I don't want you to make the assumption on the title, but I want to preach on holding up the standard. Tonight, I want to preach on holding up the standard. And Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 22, the word of God here says, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. I want to read it one more time to maybe drive it home. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people,
that they may bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Amen. And I want to go to Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19 here, where the Lord here now wants to see the pattern of the Lord speaking and the prophecies that's being given out here because of the sins of Israel. Isaiah chapter 59 and 19. I want to take my time with this to make sure we can get this across. But it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 62, just to keep on turning out through the prophecies that the Lord's give. But Isaiah chapter 62, verse 10, said, Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Amen. And I thought, well, here we got three accounts, and there's an account also in Jeremiah chapter 50, where the Lord says here that Jeremiah 50 once again that He's going to raise up a standard, and He's calling to the church to raise up a standard. And I feel like preaching to us tonight about holding up the standards. Amen. And I thought, I don't want to get too fast with this. I want us to understand what we're preaching about. Amen. But I thought here in the Word of God, I hear this preached many times, and I hear this referenced many times throughout my walk with God. And I remember when I started out, I would hear it preached. Amen. But I felt I was sitting at home with a night of studying and meditating and praying. And how the Lord dealt with my heart. He said, hold up the standard. Amen. I told myself, Lord, what are you talking about? Amen. And my flesh automatically went one direction. But when I began to pray, thank God, and inquire the Spirit of God, I found out what He was really talking about. And I hope God helps me. I'll get that across to us tonight. Hallelujah, down here in New Covenant. Amen. Hallelujah, I want us to be ready. When we leave this house, I'll hold up the standard of God. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. There was purposes and a standard here. Before we go any farther, I want us to realize a literal interpretation of what a standard is. And it's on a big high pole. Those were military items. What the military would use. I begin to read and study Roman history and the history of the soldiers here. Amen. And the Jewish history. Amen. And they would have poles that would go many feet in the air. And they would hold them poles as they went out to battle. Amen. And these poles, how they held artifacts, how they held signs and emblems and things that was communicating. I feel like here, how I got this part. Amen. Out of the Roman history book, it said that one of the meanings of these things, they had four or five different purposes. That they served in the army. Amen. Back in the World War I and so many times it would communicate to the people, amen, the soldiers, which way to move. Amen, I want to get across out of me and you tonight what these standards is for. Hallelujah, thank God. One of the things that it was for, it was an identification as to who they belonged to. Amen, you can imagine a battlefield. There's a standard over here. Well, that's the tribe of Judah. There's a standard up over there. I see it flying up high. I see the colors on it. That's the tribe of Benjamin over there. Amen. You knew who they was because it was holding up a standard. Thank God. Oh, my God. I hope I can get this across. Amen. That was one purpose here. It was an identification as of who they was. Amen. And who they belonged to. Amen. I want us to hold up a standard today in 2011 as proudly as they held up the standard of the Roman army. Amen. Thank God. I mean, one of the standards, I read about the six or seven different types of they had names. Jennings and Magnus and the different names that they had and the reason they had them. And I won't bring all that into it. I want to bring the main party. One of them had a piece of the emperor on that and said, I belong to him. Amen. It gave an identification of who they was. Another one, it would give this things would give signals how they would do incorporate and move the army. It would regulate the movement of the army. I mean, they had strategies that they had to adhere to. I mean, just those men that could see farther out, that they knew where the armies were, where the other soldiers were, and they would communicate one to another through these standards. Amen. They would tell them where to move. They would tell them which way to go through these standards. I'm preaching on the standards tonight. Is it all right? I want to tell us to hold up these standards as high as you can today. And I hope that we can get this across. Another purpose of these standards that they held them out. Do you imagine a soldier? There was one man that carried them. He was called the standard bearer. He didn't have no weapons on him, but he had folks around him that took care of him. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, you have no need to take a sword in your hand, for you've got the Spirit of God that is your sword. I want to tell you today, when you hold out that standard as a standard bearer, glory to God. And the next purpose of the standards, it will bring constituted honor after it motivated the soldiers. I mean, it motivated them. When they saw that standard waving, I mean, they was fine and got so tired. But they look back around and they see that standard waving in the wind. They would once again in their heart swear their allegiance unto the emperor, unto the country, unto their master, thank God, unto the hour they was fighting for. I'm saying this would motivate them to fight harder. I said one of the reasons for these standards was to motivate these men and plant something in their heart that they would rededicate every time they looked and they was tired and they looked at the standard. They would look at it flying out. Are the standards still there? Our standards still standing. I'm going to stand with it. Amen. Today I'm preaching on the standards. Amen. Another reason for these standards. One of the accomplishments of the enemy. One of his devices back in any army, even today. Over there in Iraq. I'm one of the first accomplishments that the enemy's got. If he can accomplish to divide the people of the army, he can divide and conquer them. I'm telling you, one of the reasons for these standards was to keep unity. I mean, to keep them together under one place. And then no matter where they was on that battlefield, they knew where the standard was. They knew where that standard was. He was standing strong, amen. I mean, it was people keep them together. Another reason for the standard, it was a rally point. And the world was fighting for a certain cause. And the trumpets would blow. And they would say, oh, the tribe of Judah's fighting for this. I mean, the Roman soldier. And down there, the Rome was holding up. And they'd blow the trumpet and proclaim the work that was being done. It was a rally point. Amen. So many times, some people want to enlist in something, but they're not quite sure where to go. These men wanted to enlist and fight this battle, but this was a rally point. They told them right where to go. I'm going somewhere, church. I don't lose me. Amen. A rally point. And when these recruits would come in, they knew right where to go. And they look at it and say, oh, that's the standard. Amen. I'm preaching on the standards. Amen. It gave identification. It gave signals to depict the movement of the army. It was a rally point. It constituted honor. It motivated. Amen. Amen. I want to go back to Isaiah. Amen. Chapter 49 here. Before I go any farther. How many knows what we are? Amen. How many knows what we are? Are we Jews? Or are we Gentiles? Amen. Thank God. Isaiah 49. want you to turn to John chapter 3. Amen. Glory to God. John chapter 3 and verse 14. And Jesus is talking. Remember Isaiah 69. He said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And then what? He don't stop. There's not a period in that sentence. It keeps going. Verse 15. That, and this is telling why he must be lifted up. This is telling why the standard of God must be lifted up. He is the standard. I said he is the standard. Amen. Now it's going to finish the sentence. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I mean, he must be lifted up so that he that believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I said he's the standard prophesied in Jeremiah. He's the standard with Jeremiah 50. I said lift up a standard.
Standard.
man, it gives identification. Holding up this Christ gives identification as to who you belong to. Have this identification. How do we hold up that standard? Amen. When you lift up Christ, there's a joy that will bubble up outside of you. There's something on charisma that will be about you. And they'll say, oh, there's something different about her.
Come on.
I'm preaching on hold up a standard. Holding up the standard. I believe today the church needs to hold a standard up more than we ever have before. I mean, the standard won't fail. The standard wasn't thought up. The standard was prophesied of all the way through Isaiah, all the way into Jeremiah, and it was fulfilled. I mean, Christ, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. By that cross, you see, amen. It wasn't a quite like this. It was rough. It was ragged. It was bloody. I mean, it was a mess. But nonetheless, He was lifted up. I find it interesting in Roman history, they lifted up a standard as they fought in warfare. But here I find another point in Roman history. They lifted up one last standard. When they lifted up Christ between the heavens and the earth, He stood there and hung there as an intercessor between God and man. I'm your mediator. I'm a mediator. An advocate with a father. I'm your lawyer figure. I'm well controlled of all heaven and earth. I'm given by the Father. And I said, I have all power to forgive.
Yeah.
Hold up that standard. Hold up that standard. We've all heard this priest all of our lives. Amen. But I never, when God shell shot me with this last week, I thought, what in the world are you taking me to? And when I began to tell Heather about it, tears come to my eyes as I read 69:22. This is hell. I'm going to reach to the Gentiles. I'm going to lift up my standard. I'm going to lift up my cross. My son. My only begotten son. But for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten son. Many times we quote that, but right before that, as Moses held the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, so that they that believeth on Him
could
be saved. Why lift Him up? Amen. Why hold up the standard? Amen. You know what else it did? It gave signals to regulate the movement of the body of soldiers. You know what holding up this Christ will do? It will give direction as they gave signals to one another on the battlefield. It will give direction to the body of Christ. I don't know where to go. I don't know when to go. And when you go, you'll know it's right because somebody held up the standard of Christ and preached it to you. Constituted an army. It motivated them to fight. Every time I hear these preachers and these singers lifting up Christ, it motivates me to fight. That's holding up the standard. I'm saying hold it up because when you do, it will motivate somebody else and I hold it up too. It will give them instructions on where to go and how to get there.
Amen.
I thank God for the standard.
Amen.
Yes.
Standard is the definition of the Word of God. Much different than the definition of man. Amen. It's so plain when I realized it. That was it. That was the standard. That's how we reached the Gentiles. That's how we got the salvation. That's how we was grafted in as a wild olive branch. That's how we became partakers of an inheritance that belonged to us. That's how we became part of something that was for Abraham and his descendants. That's how we became saved by grace, by the wash, by the water, by the blood of the Lamb. That's how we became inherited in the family of God, of being heirs and joint heirs with Christ. That's how it was. Because God sent His Son to die that the standard may be lifted up. I said, may be lifted up. that says I'm identified. I'm going to go ahead and identify myself. I'm a blood-bought child of God who don't deserve nothing, who didn't deserve nothing. But I was washed by His blood. I'm redeemed by His grace. Saved by His mercy. And kept by His love. I'm redeemed by His power. Amen. I thought that wasn't the last time that He was lifted up. I believe when Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I believe there was two occurrences. And it was a preacher, maybe three, that He was talking about. He was lifted up on the cross. He was lifted up from the grave. And He was lifted up to Him. He had free ascensions. He was lifted up three times. Once in death, once in life, and once in newness of life, in a country which we're going to inherit after a while. I believe if we can bind together as a body of believers and hold up this standard, and that way the world is communicated to, that way the body of believers knows what direction to take, that way those lost souls know their safety over there where the standard is. Hey man, you know what will get happening? The battle will get hard on those Roman soldiers as they would fight. I mean, they would get so tired, they would get so weak, they would get wounded. You know where they would run to? They'd run to the standard. Because there was a man holding a pole up. Ain't you glad that's something deeper than a pole we got to run to today?
Amen.
There was a man holding a pole up in the middle of a field. And there were soldiers around that man. And they knew that if they made it back to that standard, if they made it back to that pole, they's going to be whole life. And if we hold it up, those that are straight away, if we hold up this standard, and we hold up this Christ, if we hold up this Christ as an identifier and where to come back to, they're going to know where to run, Brother Joel. They're going to know where to come to. They're going to know if I can only get where that Jesus is. Amen. If we can hold up this standard of Christ, we stay together. I mean, the units may go this way. They'd be holding up their standard. Now, I ain't talking about different standards, like different beliefs. I'm talking about they'd be holding up Christ over here. Brother Robert would be holding up Christ down there in Liberty. You'd be holding up Christ up there in Berea. Amen. And when the soul comes up upon us, we'd be able through holding up that banner to direct them to the cross. To direct them to that lifting up point of Christ. I love when Isaiah 49, he said, my standard. He said, I will lift up my standard. He said, this is God talking. He said, I will lift up my standard. And I thank God that He lifted up His standard, which is His Son, to graft us in and to keep us. Amen. Amen. Hold up the standard, church.
Amen.
I know it threw me for a loop when God gave it to me, Brother Matt. I said, Lord, please, what is this? Amen. I thank God today that this Christ is the standard of God. I mean, when He becomes our standard, and when we hold to that, without ever letting go, there was one standard in particular in the Word that I read about. It was so sacred to them. They said if the enemy got it, there was a shame unto them. I mean, when the battle got hot, they would take it, and they would put it inside their coats. I'm saying, God, you don't have to be put. That was the Romans. How about this Christ, when the battle gets hot, you ain't got to beat out the Romans. Of course the enemy can't take it. Of course it lives in you. Amen. I said it lives inside of you. The standard of God, amen. I'm saying the standard of God is Christ. He lives in us. I thought, and the Word of God and Elijah got down in the valley one day. I mean, There's soldiers all over the hill, and there's more of them than there are of us. I imagine Elisha was waking up, wiping the sleep out of his eyes. And he come back in that tent, he said, "Son, there's more. Amen. That are with us and they that are with them." He said, "What are you talking about? There's two of us. There's hundreds and thousands of them." And he prayed and said, "God, open his eyes that he may see." Glory to God. There was angels in camp around and chariots of fire. I'm saying, when you're a servant of God, you'll raise up that standard and will communicate out of that body of angels, that body of Christ, out of kindly or rescue. Amen. Because he sees you where you are. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are keen to their cry. He knows what secret needs. He knows what's been troubling you. That's why he's able to communicate through his Son how to send somebody to you. Amen. He knows where the lost soul is. That's why if we hold up Jesus, he does the communicating, not me and you. If we hold him up, he'll communicate. He'll tell somebody to go somewhere and talk to somebody who needs help. He'll tell some preacher to go to some lost soul. He'll tell some person to sing a song. He'll tell some person to whisper a kind word. He'll tell some person to just tell them about your testimony. He'll tell some person to go to Haiti. He'll tell some person to go to Timbuktu. He'll tell some person to go down to South America. "I want you to go to the forest of Brazil and preach the gospel to the Indians." But God saying, "My child, if you'll only hold up my standard, which is Christ, then I'll be able to communicate effectively. Then I'll be able to communicate effectively. Then I'll be able to draw them unto me. Then I'll be able to rally them together. Then I'll be able to keep them together. Then I'll be able to be that city set upon a hill." Don't you love how it all ties in? Your city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. Amen. The light's going to shine out. We hold up this standard. Christ said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light while I am in the world. I am the light of the world." Amen. If we hold up this light, there will be a beacon of light go out. They're going to know where to come to.
Amen.
Me and Heather went out on the ocean one time. We sat up there for a couple of days. Amen. And we looked out on the way, looked back on the shore. And see, way off in a distant light, that old light a-turning. That lighthouse a-turning. You couldn't see nothing else. When these people's worlds get so dark, if you're holding up that standard, that's all they'll be able to see.
Amen.
How do you know? Because I've been there. I've had the devil turn the lights off on me, and I had no hope whatsoever. There was a beacon of light. Somebody was holding up that standard of Christ. And I knew where to go to. I went back to my dorm room. I gave my life to him. Amen. And I remember the day. That old flirty couch with nasty stuff all over. We just wiped it all off and prayed. Probably cried them tears of sorrow. And God gave me another chance. Because he was lifted up, I was drawn to him. And I want to take this one step further as I try to close. If Heather, you have something, Pastor? Sure. You're going to get that something for us. I want to leave us with one last thought. I thank God for my standard. I'm glad that my standard is his standard. That is Christ. It's evident that we were saved by Christ. It's evident that the Gentiles were brought into this by Christ. It's evident that in Isaiah 49, he was speaking of Christ. But to me here, Jesus said, I want to quote Jesus one more time. He said, I want everybody to get this last part because this is going to set up the altar call. And I want us all to get in this altar and pray. I know there's not enough room, but we got room to pray all over the house. But I want us everyone to pray and pray together. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross daily. When you take that cross up, you're holding up that standard of Christ. He said, always bearing about the body of the dying Lord Jesus Christ. Always bearing about the dying body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always standard of that blood, that standard of that mercy and forgiveness, that standard of that grace that He brought forth on that cross. Always firing about that body so that somebody would hear Him. How about it? Would you like to rate? Would you like to hold up the standards with us? Would you like to hold up the standard with us? Let's all gather around and pray. Amen. Let's pick that cross up. Let's hold it up high so that somebody will hear, somebody will see. Maybe there's some wounded soldier down by the way that just needs to know where that standard is again. You might be that standard bearer that leads them that can't go where no other standard bearer can go. You young girls that go to school, hey man, you may be that standard bearer walking through the hallways of your school. You may be that. Results. I'm talking about what causes them results is that standard of Christ being held up. Amen. In their lives. I want to encourage everyone of us today. Let's pick it up. I know the battle's hot, but there's an army of angels that's going to be defending us. You don't got to take no sword in your hand and fight nobody with it. God will fight your battles as long as you're worrying about that little dying body of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all pray. Let's all gather in and pray. I feel like, and I know that I can do a better job. I know I can do a better job. Many times I've stumbled and I've dropped it in, man. Let's all gather.
Thank you. These evangelists first to say something. Brother Robert, you want to testify, brother?
Well, the devil's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to be saved, amen. Good to be lifting the standard of Jesus up. Amen. I preached in a few jails and found a good there.